Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Catherine's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this first Sunday after Trinity. It's lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, united in prayer, to give thanks and praise to our Heavenly Father. Today, Jesus, speaking to the Pharisees, reminds us that it is the keeping of the spirit of the law which is more important than the keeping of the letter of the law. All the law can be summed up in the two great commandments to love God with all our hearts and our neighbours as ourselves. And it is in serving God and our neighbour that we are counted righteous before our Heavenly Father. And so as we come before the presence of God, let us open our hearts to him in prayer. The Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty. O God, the strength of all those who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers, and because through the weakness of our mortal nature we can do no good thing without you, grant us the help of your grace, that in the keeping of your commandments we may please you both in will and deed. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. For 6 days you shall labour and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, or your male or female slave, or your ox or your donkey, or any of your livestock, or the resident alien in your towns, so that your male and female slave may rest as well as you. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A response to Psalm 81. Sing aloud to God our strength. Sing aloud to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Raise a song, sound the tambourine, the sweet lyre with the harp. Sing aloud to God our strength. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon on our festival day, for it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob. He made it a decree in Joseph when he went out over the land of Egypt. Sing aloud to God our strength. I hear a voice I had not known. I relieved your shoulder of the burden. Your hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called, and I rescued you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Sing aloud to God our strength. Hear, O my people, while I admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me. There shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Sing aloud to God our strength. A reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. For we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. You have the message of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Mark. One Sabbath he was going through the cornfields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat. And he gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.' Again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, 'Come forward.' And he said to them, 'Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save a life or to kill?' But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. After emerging from the wilderness, Mark tells us how Jesus began his public ministry of preaching the good news of God and his love for his people. Traveling around Galilee, Jesus called his first disciples and performed his first healing miracles. News of Jesus began to spread so rapidly, Mark tells us, that it was not safe for Jesus to openly enter any town. And so he stayed in the country, the people coming to him. Eventually, Jesus returned to Capernaum, where the Pharisees and their scribes, already alarmed at what they were hearing about him, were waiting. Jesus healed the paralytic and then ate with tax collectors. The scribes of the Pharisees challenged him. But it was when the Pharisees saw the disciples plucking heads of grain on the Sabbath that they challenged Jesus directly themselves. Why are you doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath? Jesus reminded them that even King David ate bread in the temple when he and his companions were hungry, bread for which it was only legal for the priests to eat. And Jesus then reminded the Pharisees the reasons for the institution of the Sabbath. The Sabbath, Jesus told them, was made for humankind, not humankind for the Sabbath. As Jesus entered the synagogue, he healed the man with the withered arm, again challenging the Pharisees, asking them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, or to save life or to kill?" Here we see the first discussion between Jesus and the Pharisees about the meaning and the keeping of the law. For the Pharisees, it was in keeping the law, every letter of the law, that they would be counted as righteous before God. Their righteousness came from the keeping of the law. But Jesus is reminding them that God gave the law, including the law regarding the keeping of the Sabbath, not to be an end in itself, but as a guide to help the people live as the people of God. The law was given to help and serve the people, not the people, not for the people to serve. Jesus himself, the Word made flesh, the one in whom the law is fulfilled, would reinforce this later when he told his disciples, "I came to serve, not to be served." All of the law we later hear can be summed up in the two great commandments, to love God with all our hearts and our neighbors as ourselves. Keeping, it is in the keeping of the spirit of the law rather than the letter of the law that we are counted righteous before God. That's something that the Pharisees had misunderstood. For Jesus is telling us that the law should never prevent us from showing our love of neighbor, particularly a neighbor in need on the Sabbath, because it is in the keeping of the spirit of the law that we find favor with God. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May the church be a beacon of light and hope to the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of war, violence, and oppression. We remember especially the people of the Ukraine, the people of Israel and Gaza, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May there be peace where there is conflict and reconciliation where there is division. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we live as faithful disciples, bringing hope to those in need around us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you." The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have willed that the gate of mercy should stand open for those who trust in you. Look upon us with your favour, that we who follow the path of your will may never wander from the way of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just before our final blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellygair, for our service of home worship this morning. It's been lovely to have you all with us. And as we look forward to the coming week, I wish you all a safe, peaceful and happy week to come. I hope very much you'll be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.